bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Wednesday, a bill was passed by the House that would lead to a nationwide ban of TikTok if its China-based owner does not sell at stake. Lawmakers are concerned that the popular app's company current ownership is a national security threat. The bill was passed by a vote of 352-65. Even though the bill was passed and will now go to the Senate, prospects are still unclear. TikTok is owned by a Chinese company firm, ByteDance Ltd., and has more than 170 million American users. Lawmakers contend that the company owning the app is beholden to the Chinese government, which could demand access to TikTok's consumers' data. Chinese national security laws that assist with intelligence gathering is where the worry from the U.S. comes from. President Biden said that if the law gets passed through Congress, he will sign it. On Wednesday evening, the CEO of TikTok posted a video that said the company is invested in keeping user data safe. If the law is passed, the CEO said that the bill would give more power to the handful of other social media companies. On Wednesday, after the bill was passed, many influencers and Americans that have the TikTok app protested outside of the White House. Here is what one of the protesters had to say.
Our representatives tell us all we know how to do is dance. If you want us, you know, we're advocates, we're educators, we inspire, but if you want us to dance, we'll dance.
Audio provided by 5 News. The Oklahoma teenager who died in early February died of an overdose according to an autopsy report that was released on Wednesday. Next Benedict was pronounced dead on February 8th, which was one day after being injured in an altercation inside a high school bathroom. The autopsy report concluded that the overdose came from a mix of antihistamine and antidepressant medication. The teen apparently died from suicide according to the medical examiner's ruling. The full autopsy report was not released yet. The 16-year-old had been bullied over the years for their gender identity and use the pronouns of he, him, as well as they, them, according to Nexus friends and relatives. A separate investigation is going on by police to what led to the altercation in the school bathroom, which includes whether the teen was targeted for gender-based violence. The U.S. Department of Education's federal civil rights investigators are also said to be looking into allegations that the school failed to address the bullying. Here is what one of the Vigil attendees, who can relate to Nex on some levels, had to say about how Nex's death impacted them.
Nex's passing has hit me on a lot of personal levels. One, myself being non-binary and Indigenous, as well as Nex, and my brother being 16, the same age Nex was when they died. And so this is bringing up all sorts of emotions. We shouldn't have to bury children this young, but especially children who are targeted in acts of hate for simply being who they are. It's makes no sense on any level, no matter who you are, no matter what you believe. This does not make sense. If this doesn't enrage you, I don't know what will. I really don't.
Audio provided by USA Today. The father of the shooter that murdered 4 students and injured 7 others in 2021 in Oxford High School spoke on Wednesday at his involuntary manslaughter trial. James Crumbly spoke, but only to say that he would not speak any further on the matter. Crumbly and his wife Jennifer are the first parents in America to face criminal accountability for a child's school shooting. Jennifer Crumbly was convicted on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter and will face up to 15 years in prison starting in April. Ethan Crumbly, their son, serves life in prison with no possibility of parole. The prosecution in the case portrayed James Crumbly as a careless and neglectful father. He was also the one that bought Ethan the gun and failed to secure it. The defense described that James did not know that his son was dangerous or mentally ill, and that he did not know Ethan's plan to shoot up the school or had access to the gun. When Crumbly swore before the judge and began to testify, he said that he made his decision to remain silent. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. The number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.